Good evening, folks. It's Gwen Tlian here, or Shannon. I'm using the Audioboom app to record this boo because I had to come in and listen to a message anyway, so I thought that it would be easier to use the iPhone, and that it would make more sense to do so rather than getting out the Olympus. I'm not going anywhere or recording music or doing anything special, so I figured in this case, sacrificing sound quality for ease of use would be just fine. Speaking of messages, I want to thank all of you who have taken the time to send me DMs over the past few days. It was lovely to hear from you, and thanks to the ease of use in replying to messages on the iPhone, you've all heard back from me at least once! Wow, it's a miracle! Also, thank you very much to those who comment on my boos on a regular basis. As you know, I'm a very prolific commenter myself, simply because I happen to enjoy this medium so much. And it's great to get comments in return. It makes the process so interactive, and I enjoy that immensely. Now, I've heard a few of you say in the past that you have been having difficulties commenting to posts on the new Audioboom app. Well, I must say, I mean absolutely no disrespect here, and I don't mean to disregard your difficulties, but keep in mind here that I'm a totally new iPhone user. I'm still learning how to navigate with it, and I've had no trouble whatsoever commenting to boos with the app. In fact, I did so 3 times today at least, and the only difficulty I had was actually typing out the comments, but that's simply because I'm still learning how to use this bloody virtual keyboard, which I hate, but I hopefully will get used to it eventually. I didn't use the dictate feature at all because I find that it has a tendency to get my words wrong. So I typed everything out, and as far as I'm aware, I didn't make any mistakes. So folks, compared to me, you're all total veterans. And if I can do it, you can do it. There's my pep talk for the day. All you have to do is click on the title of the post that you want to comment to, and then navigate till you find comments. I did it by flicking to the right, because I still have a hard time finding out where things are on my screen. So you click on comments, and then you click on add, and away you go. It's not that difficult, honestly. Of course, I have very selfish reasons for saying this. I happen to like comments. Anyhow, on to the main purpose of this boo, if there ever actually is such a thing as a purpose to most of my boos. I had a little adventure this morning that I thought I would tell you folks all about. I ended up cooking a pasta salad at some stupid ungodly hour. I think it was 4 o'clock in the morning. But I had fun, so that was the important thing. Anyway, what happened was I woke up at 2-something, and I could not get back to sleep. It was so annoying, but this is kind of a regular occurrence in my house. Welcome to Insomniaville. Welcome to my nightmare. Wahaha. Oh, geez, you know what? I should have gotten out the Olympus because I could have played the Alice Cooper song. I have the album. It's bloody brilliant, by the way. I love that album. Oh, damn and blast! Oh well, you can't think of everything. Especially if you have a sieve of a brain like mine. Anyway. Yeah, so I couldn't sleep, and I was very annoyed. So I got up, and I decided to noodle around on the computer for a while. I play this game called Kingdom of Loathing, to which I'm unfortunately highly addicted. It's a browser-based game. A lot of the elements are text-based, which makes it easier for folks like me to use, but it actually does incorporate graphics as well, and they don't interfere with the text on the page. It's kind of for nerdy people, I would have to say. It's actually a parody of adventure games and video games and pop culture, music, literature. It actually satirizes pretty much anything that you can think of that would be incorporated into your daily life. But it does so in a very witty, pithy style that I quite enjoy. I think there must be at least one professional writer on the game development team, because it's very cleverly done. Luckily, one only has a certain amount of turns to work with per day. Which is good, because otherwise I'd be on there constantly, and you'd never hear from me. So I exhausted all my adventures, and then I still couldn't get back to sleep. So I posted a couple boos, one a tad silly and the other not so silly. And I still couldn't sleep, and I thought, oh, bloody Nora, I'm never going to be able to concentrate on a book or anything because I'm kind of wired. So I thought, well, I had planned to make pasta salad later in the day. Why not do it now? And that was what I did. It actually turned out to be quite nice, despite the fact that I was totally winging it and just adding various bits and bobs that I happened to have about the house. So even though it was quite a slapdash affair, I thought it turned out quite well, so I will tell you what I did. Now, some of you may find this disgusting, because I did happen to use sardines, and I know that sardines are not to everyone's taste, understandably so. I quite like them, but you see, the smell doesn't affect me because my olfactory nerve is dysfunctional and has been ever since I was born. So I can stink up my house to my heart's content. My mother hates sardines, and again, it's the smell for her that's the blocking issue. My dad loves them, but if he buys them and she sees them, she'll throw them out, because she will not let him stink up the house with them. I had ones in lemon oil, so what I did was I drained off most of the oil, but I left a little bit on for flavor. So I boiled up some farfalle pasta, the bow ties, and I drained them. You can use whatever small pasta you happen to have around the house or happen to like. Then I added my sardines to the drained pasta, and I broke them up a bit, because sardines are quite large, if you get the whole ones. Then I put in some carrot. I chopped up some little dill and garlic pickles that I had and added a few of those. I also added some little olives stuffed with jalapeno peppers. And then I put in la pièce de résistance. I have these things called extreme beans, and they're really good. They're a pickled green bean. I had them for the first time at my parents' place and absolutely loved them. So I had the dill and garlic flavor. God, it's a good thing I'm not planning to kiss anybody tonight. I just realized they probably have severe garlic breath. Oh, but again, I can't smell it, so I don't care. So yes, anyway, these are quite long beans, so I just chopped them up and added them to the other ingredients. Oh, they're lovely. They're quite expensive, but they come in a big jar, so really it's worth it. I mean, it takes a long time for one person to use up a jar of these things. And then what else did I put in? Oh, I guess that was it. So I added my dressing, which consisted of a scoop of mayonnaise and a scoop of sweet pickle relish. And I mixed it all up and I stuck it in the fridge to chill. And I had some for dinner. It was really quite good. Now, usually what I do is I use tuna in my pasta salad because I love tuna. But I didn't happen to have any around the house this time, so that was why I ended up going with the sardines. They were good, but I don't think I'll use them again in future, simply because they kind of get smooshy during the chilling process, and that's not really such a good thing if you are presenting a salad like this to people who can see. So yes, I think I will use either tuna or salmon next time I make another pasta salad. I happen to have both now, or I will have both, sorry, when I get my grocery delivery. That's what I meant. Because I put both in my order. Anyhow, just thought I would tell you all about that pasta salad a la Gwentlian. Hope you enjoyed, despite the yucky sardines.